quick visit here with Congressman Tim Walberg. He's busy this morning. How you doing, Tim?
Well, a little sleepy, but we're doing fine. We're doing, I believe, what my district wants me to do, and just voted no on the monstrosity of that Build Back Broke bill that the Democrats put forward. Eight and a half hours of a speech by our leader, Kevin McCarthy, last night, I think, punctuated why this is a terrible bill, a danger to America, its security, as well as its economy. And so, voting on that, I had to vote proxy, so I'm a little late getting on, vote proxy for a member coming back from Missouri who had to go home last night and got delayed at the airport this morning when she arrived there at 3:15 and then has just arrived in D.C. right now. But she wanted to vote no as well for this bill, so I had to vote proxy, and that puts me on late with you. Sorry about that.
So why is it a danger?
Well, it's close to $400 billion of deficit producing, which leads to, according to the best prognosticators, including CBO, when you put away all the gimmicks that they put in there, it's a $3 trillion debt increase over the 10-year cycle. It adds a huge number of new programs. It also mandates for your pro-life voters, which they're our majority in Jackson County, it now requires them to pay with their tax dollars for abortions. The Hyde Amendment has been on for 40 years. Joe Biden voted for it every time when he was in Congress, and now it's been taken away, and that's what's put in place. 87,000 new IRS agents are being paid for with $80 billion, and these IRS agents are put in there to find the money to pay for this bill. They can go into anybody's bank account that runs $10,000 or more through in a given year. And you and I both spend that through our bank account for mortgage, for car insurance, for health insurance coverage, let alone other things we use. It averages out about $28 a day spent by a household that would bring that into play for the IRS agents. It gives amnesty to millions of illegal aliens. It gives them the same benefit that taxpayers get for health care, as well as education things and child care. I mean, I could go on and on. The jobs that are lost, the energy tax that's on. And remember, President Biden said, I will not increase your tax for anyone making less than $400,000 a year. That is an untruth, because frankly, right now in that bill, there are taxes on 1 in 3 in this coming year, 1 in 3 middle class income earners. And when we talk about making the rich pay, 2 in 3 millionaires and billionaires get a tax break as a result of this bill. It is a terrible bill, and I'm glad that my leader, Kevin McCarthy, spent 8 hours and 33 minutes speaking against it and speaking the truth that the national media won't give, of course, but now the American public have a chance to have heard.
But it is likely to pass, right?
It's likely to pass, even though there were 21, for instance, 21 Democrats who wrote a letter to their speaker saying we cannot support the 87,000 new IRS agents. Well, that letter will be useful in the coming campaign if they violate what they asked the speaker to do and end up voting for 87,000 new IRS agents. I don't think they're taxpayers, and that's why they wrote that letter, because they knew their taxpayers wouldn't appreciate it. I don't think their taxpayers will appreciate it when it comes ballot time in November of next year. So we'll see what happens, but hopefully the Senate will at least pare it down. But if they pare it down to what Joe Manchin wants at $1.5 trillion, that's still the largest spending bill in the history of the United States. And so, buyer beware. It is a terrible thing, but elections have consequences. And I hope that changes this next election cycle. We can start to pare it back down and restore freedom and opportunity to America and destroy the increased big government.
So is the vote going on right as we speak?
The vote is going on right as we speak. Right now, let me step out of the phone booth here where I normally put my Superman costume on. in the cloakroom. And yeah, you hear now that the Democrats are beginning to cheer that they've got 220 votes, so they've got two more than they needed to pass it. It's the board hasn't closed yet, but it is done. We have one more vote to take, which we'll try to table it. We won't win. Sorry, I was up awful late last night. Forgive me for the cough, but it's a sad day. It's a sad day here, but that only, for me, it puts more resolve to fight back and try to diminish what damage this will do. And then in 2023, hopefully, the district voters will give me another chance to go back in the majority and defeat a lot of what has been put in here and try to minimize the damage that is ongoing. Because, you know, I've talked about it. Reagan said closest thing to eternal life on this earth is a government program. So we're going to have resolve and courage enough, even like the Democrats, the courage enough to potentially lose their elections by voting for this monstrosity. We're going to have courage enough to stand up and say, no, you may like this program that's been in place now for a couple of years, but it's not necessary and it's wrong for the taxpayer to foot those bills. And we're going to have to show the courage as well. I'm willing to do that.
We'll let you get to your next one. Thanks, Tim.
Thank you.
See you. Tim Wahlberg, discouraged.